Hey there, all. It's me again. It's still January... What is it, 19th? 19th? No, 18th. I think today's the 18th. Anyway, it's Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day. For those of you who are starting school tomorrow, have fun. Good luck. Do well in your studies. I'll be doing this next year. I'm going back probably in September, maybe, to start a master's in public administration. I don't know where that's going to get me in the world. Probably nowhere. But yeah, so anyway, one positive thing for the day, actually. I did not tell you guys any of this because I wanted to make sure that everything was good. I got invited to go to a convention planning seminar February 18 to 21st. So February 19 to 20th, actually. But I'm arriving on the 18th, which is about a month from now, actually. It is a month from now. I'm really excited. And I actually forgot that I was nominated for the position until I got an email saying that I was invited. So I panicked, and then I took a deep breath and scheduled my flight with Southwest. Now, the low-fare calendar gave me issues because I was having trouble, actually, scheduling the round trip with low-fare calendar. The site just wouldn't play nice with Safari, and I lost patience with it, and yeah, I just lost patience. So I called the number, and I said, can you help me, you know, use a low-fare calendar? And they said, sure. So I told them the days I wanted, and they told me the times, and I said, okay. I was worried about the going home time, because, I mean, that's like at 8:25 in the evening the day after the seminar. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be welcome there. You know, I'm hoping I'm not going to get kicked out and have to go to the airport and have to call a super shuttle and have to leave everything, you know, all messy and just stuff like that. Because I care about, you know, my rooms and everything. If I can leave things as clean as possible when I got there, you know, that'll be good. So if I have time to do that, that'll be great. Hold on. So, they're like, okay, so if you have to change the time of your flight, let us know, and you pay the difference. Like, for example, my going home actually was $99, which is actually not bad. That includes, I think, the tax. Still, $99 for going home from Baltimore to where I live. Which reminds me, I need to schedule my super shuttle. Ugh. I might as well just schedule... Anyway, so... So they said, okay, so you'll have to pay the difference. So let's say, you know, my thing was 99. Let's say the... let's say I had to change and it was like... 200, whatever. I have to pay like one, you know, 100 something. So I'm prepared for that. Not now, but I'm prepared for that just in case. So I scheduled my flight and they were really nice about it. They added it to my rewards program, which I'm not going to get. I'm not going to get my 10 flights in by the end of the year. Oh, well, that's okay. At least I tried, and I got some points. Hopefully it won't go down to zero by the time, you know, the end of the year hits. So hopefully I'll still have my points so I can keep flying with them. They are awesome. So I scheduled my trip, and my total of my trip came to around $230, give or take a few. So that was actually pretty cool. They were really nice on the phone. I'm really impressed with Southwest. I'm very impressed with Southwest. I love their open seating. I mean, I can, you know, sit anywhere I want, except for the emergency exits, of course. But I can sit anywhere I want. I can, you know, the Wi-Fi is $8. I'm not sure how accessible that is for me to use. Should I need to write a report and, you know, send it off while I'm, you know, whatever. But But I wonder if I am on Wi-Fi on my phone, I wonder if I can then, in airplane mode, check in and use the Mile High badge. Because I will be on Wi-Fi, Foursquare or Swarm should be able to detect that. Anyway, that's not why I want to do it. But, 5 hours, I can, I'll probably just order the Wi-Fi. It's an extra $8. But, 5 hours going home, yeah, I'll do it. Maybe for the 5 hours going there, too. I don't know. Either that or I'll just sleep or read or study or whatever. So I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. Unfortunately, you guys won't be able to hear any archives, of the seminar because, I'm not going to be recording it. I might be, but it's only going to be for me. And then after I'm done taking notes and, doing what I need to do, those recordings are probably going to be destroyed. So, it is what it is. And there we go. So, I'm actually trying to fight a little bit of a cold right now, or allergies, or something. It's something. I'm not sure what it is, but it is driving me absolutely nuts right now. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really happy with the experience that I've gotten with Southwest. I'm very, very happy with them. Their open seating is great. The trip is going to be awesome. I'll hopefully meet some new people, and maybe I'll see some of you in Baltimore on the 19th. Actually, I plan on arriving on the 18th. Did I say that right? I plan to arrive on the 18th. So I'm really excited. I hope to see some of you there if they let me. Maybe I can meet some of you somewhere. I can go to lunch or whatever. Or I can go to dinner or whatever if they're not, if I'm allowed to leave the NFB Center that evening, as long as I'm back by a certain hour. But yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. That is if I'm not doing anything. If I'm doing stuff and I can't meet any of you guys for lunch or dinner or whatever, that's fine too. If I'm doing stuff like planning for the seminar and learning the place, that's okay. So I look forward to it. I look forward to this adventure. I have never been to the NFB Center before. I'm really excited. So now that you can send direct messages on Audioboom using the website, just shoot me one. I'll check the website later, probably tonight or tomorrow. I don't check it often, but I will be checking it. So, take care, you guys. Have fun. Be blessed. And I will talk to all of you later.